the stars fall from the sky. And once the tree lights fade away, as the sun began to witness a new day, I jump 100,000 miles to find a road I left my own. And now middle of nowhere seems like my own.
That is correct. That was the Ataris with their song My Hotel Year from their Looked Forward to the Fader EP released back in 1998 on Fat Records. This EP was produced by Bill Stevenson, Stephen Egerton and Joey Cape. The Ataris are playing in Vancouver on July 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret, and I highly recommend you to go to check out their show, because they don't play songs of their bad albums on this tour, they play songs of their good albums on this tour. That is correct. My name is Tim, and this is We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Welcome to the show. Nice to hear and see all of you people. Hi. Today I will be playing lots of new stuff from my favorite record label, Fat Records. About a week ago also, Swingin' Outers played in Vancouver, and I interviewed Spike Slauson, who is the member of Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, and obviously Swingin' Outers, Filthy Thieving Bastards and Revolts. And it was a short interview, but I will be playing it on the show tonight, today, correct. And also be playing, yeah, as I said, new bands from Fatrack. I think it kind of, there's a connection, obviously, and I think that makes sense. If you would like to give me a call, to talk, or maybe to say something, or maybe to criticize anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, if you're using characters to dial the number, correct. Also, you can always send me an email at weallfalldowncitr@gmail.com. weallfalldowncitr@gmail.com. Coming up next, I have this block of songs from Fatrack, all from their recent releases. And coming up next, I have the Flatliners, Canadian band who released my favorite album of 2010 so far. This week they announced a new 7-inch Monumental. That's a track of their brand new album called Cavalcade. And in April, when they played a show here, I talked to Chris, and he said that they have left 5 songs from Cavalcade sections, so they will be releasing them as a B-sides or some splits or stuff like this. So Monumental will be the A-side, and 2 other songs will be the B-sides. And the 7-inch comes out on September 28th. So the Flatliners, Monumental on We All Fall Down.
Thank you. desperation painted on my face, and I'm shaking as I check every car window in the parking lot, swallowing these ashes whole, and know that soon I'll be en route to the hospital. We'll be right back.
than the rest. Through the centuries we have learned that this world can turn against us, causing death and devastation with one breath. Temperatures rising, the canaries turning.
Nerd Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yes, I really do like this commercial. This is probably one of the best CITR commercials.
Thunderbird.
Really good. I think it's funny. I was listening to all the songs, four songs we played. And I was listening, and, you know, I kind of was thinking, if you listen to punk rock, all those bands, I don't even need to tell who was playing, because all those bands, they have such a significant sound. And I think this is when the band, they get something like, you don't even know the song, but you can say, okay, this is this band or this is that band. I think this is when the band becomes like a proper high class, I mean like a proper band. The band gets some kind of legendary status, because when band have this type of sound, when you don't even know the song, but you know this is them, this is just, I really respect that. But still, I will tell you what we were playing. The last song before the commercial, Thunderbird, it was The Real McKenzies. That was a song of their acoustic live album called Shine Not Burn. And the name of the song was Poor Decisions, one of my favorite McKenzie song. They're from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canadian band. During the last European tour, they played 3 acoustic shows in Berlin, and the album Shine Not Burn, which came out on Fat Records, based on those albums. So it has all those songs. Before that, we heard another band called Mad Caddies, and they have their proper significant sound. I'm pretty sure that everyone who even never heard this song, they knew, okay, that was Mad Caddies. Last week, they released a greatest hits collection called Consensual Selections, and it has 22 old songs, all their best songs, and it has 2 brand new songs. The first new song called Why Must I Wait? They played the song at their last show in Vancouver in November. And the other song called Save Us, we just heard. And before that, we heard another legendary band called Good Riddance. They released a collection as well, but their collection contains B-side, unreleased songs, and rarities. We heard a song called Great Experiment. That's a song of their My Republic session. That's the album from 2006. And I really like those type of songs by them, like a mid-tempo song which has this voice of wrath. Oh, good. The other song is from the same album, My Republic, called Shame. The other, like, mid-tempo song, which I really, really do like. As I said in the beginning of the show, about a week ago, week and a half ago, I think 10 days, it was on Sunday, Swingin' Otters played a show in Vancouver, and I interviewed Spike Slossom, who is a bassist for Swingin' Otters. He sings in Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, and he's also a member of Filthy Thieving Bastards and Revolts. The interview turned out, it was a short interview because he was kind of tired after the show and they had to drive to the next city. So I will play 3 songs by the band Spike is in, Swingin' Otters, Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, and Revolts. And after that, I will play the short interview which we did after their show. Okay, so coming up next, Swingin' Otters, the brand new song called Brand New Lungs. It's of their 7-inch, and this song will be on the album which comes out this fall. So, Swingin' Otters on We All Fall Down.
I'm gonna find myself some brand new lungs, 'cause these ones are black and tired. I'll use them well and mind my health. Think nothing but good of your thoughts. I've been bad, I know, and I'm sorry. You can smell the smoke reek in my skin. Well, I had my way with the amenities. Fill the fragmentless guns on my can. You always said, and I've something to come back to, that I will always have a home. Will you always be mine? That's who you belong to. You will never be alone. The boundaries of the poison sound. The bitterness is so profound. It's amazing how down and dirty others go. It's amazing how much you care at all. Take myself out and call it a day. But once I get some brand new lungs, be fit to go and spend them again. And the drunks are cheating light, as the sober ones all cry. They feel obliged to apologize. Beg for forgiveness, make them feel alright.
I love you. CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We just heard the band Revolts. Spike, who will be playing an interview a little bit later. He plays in this band. He plays bass. He sings, I think. Also Darius from Swingin' Others and Jack, who also plays in Swingin' Others, and he is the original member of Dead to Me. Before that, we played Mefirson and Gimme Gimmes. Spike, he sings in this band, and also Joey K from Legwag and Fat Mike from NoFX. It's an all-star cover band. And the first song was Swingin' Other, Brand New Lungs, and that's the main Spike's band. Okay, so I would like to play, as I said, the interview with Spike's Lawson, who is the member of Swingin' Others, Mefirson and Gimme Gimmes, Revolts, and Filthy Thieving Bastards. I think it was okay. Okay, so yeah, let's play the interview, the Spike. So it's been 7 years since your last studio album, and what happened in the world of Swingin' Others except the compilation of your B-sides and rarities, Hades Grits?
We did a lot of weekend shows, say in Southern California and up here in the Pacific Northwest, but we didn't tour for an extended period of time because people had jobs and we didn't have anything to support, really, you know what I mean? Any new material, and now in fall we will. So, I don't know. Just weekend shows, pretty much.
This year, the tribute to Swingin' Others came out, and what was it for you? Was it like a big step and like achievement, so yes, we're legends now, or was it just like appreciation that the young bands did the covers of your band?
It was just appreciation. I mean, on my part, most of the songs that were covered were from long before I was in the band. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so it, I don't know. Just I guess appreciation would be the correct description.
Also, I know obviously that you play in Mefirson and Gimme Gimmes. What do you like better, playing bass and Swingin' Others, when are you actually on stage, or just singing in Mefirson and Gimmes? I guess maybe it's more fun in Gimme Gimmes.
I don't know, both for different reasons, you know? I can't say that I like one more than the other. Playing bass is definitely less pressure, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, that, but yeah, I don't know that I like one more than the other necessarily.
Any upcoming plans with Gimme Gimmes in terms of releasing new music, new albums?
We got plenty of songs, man. We're just going to keep doing the covers we do. That's, I don't know. We're going to go to Australia in, let's see, I think it's December. And the East Coast of the U.S. in October. And that's about all the plans that we have.
And the other project you're involved with is Revolts.
Yeah.
I'd really like the EP you released, Five Song. Are you planning to play, or are you planning to record something new as Revolts?
Yeah, we're recording actually as soon as we get back from this tour.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I get back from this tour, we're going to do some recordings and see how it comes out.
Okay, and probably the last question I really like to ask. What are the recently, the bands or the albums you were really impressed, something new which came out recently you really liked?
I like American Death Ray. I don't know how recent. They put something out fairly recently, I think like a year ago maybe. But I really, really like their first three records. I haven't heard the new one yet, but it sounds interesting. The Spits are great.
Seattle.
I don't know. Who else? A lot of good bands. The Pets are a good band. Yeah, I don't know. I always draw a blank. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So that was the interview with Spike. He was talking about the band, The Spits, and they're from Seattle. And I would like to play a song of their album because it's a really good album. It's their fourth album called... It's the self-titled, and it also has their name called Schools Out, something like that. And yeah, that's their fourth album. It came out on Thrift Store Records. And not only Spike loves this album, Fat Mike called this album his favorite album from 2009. I think that's a pretty good achievement or reward. But the band is really good. Check them out, The Spits from Seattle. And yeah, I would like to play the song called Rip Up the Streets on We All Fall Down.
While the devil in stitches goes and has his fun.
Union is proud to present the return of Summer Slaughter Tour 2010 with Decapitated, The Faceless, All Shall Perish, The Red Cord, Veil of Maya, Cephalic Carnage, Decrepit Birth,
Carnifex, and Animals as Leaders.
August 19th, 2010.
In Rickshaw Theater, 254 East Hastings Street, Vancouver, BC.
Doors, 4 p.m., 19 photo ID required.
Hello, hello, hello. You still listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We just heard two brand new songs by legendary bands. Yes, they're legends. The last one was The Queers from their brand new upcoming album called Back to the Basement. And the name of the song was I Knew Gigi When He Was a Wimp. The new album comes out, I think the release date is set somewhere, sometime around November. And Joaquin Queer, he said on the MySpace that they just finished mixing their brand new album, Back to the Basement. And they recorded last week, we finished recording it last week with the help from Teenager Hab. And he says that it's mostly punk stuff, one pop tune. And he says that he's super excited about this album, and he says it's probably the best thing they've done in a few years. He says that they're really excited to let people listen to it, and they expect it to be an instant classic. So see, I'm pretty excited about the album too. Also, they come into Canada. I don't know if they come to Vancouver, but usually they do. They come in. They have a Canadian tour booked, and I think in somewhere around January, February, hopefully, they will play again in Vancouver. And the Appers are coming with them. Good. So again, it was The Queers, song I Knew Gigi When He Was a Wimp, from the upcoming album Back to the Basement. Before that, we heard another legendary, to me, the most important band in punk rock. Maybe them and Ramones. It was The Bad Religion. Their new album comes out September 28th, obviously on Epitaph Records, and the name of the album, The Descent of Man, and that was a new song, track number 5, The Devil in Stitches. So I heard some comments and people saying that it's a slow song, but I'm pretty sure the whole album will be classic Bad Religion. Probably they just a slow song, they decided to give it to people. And they obviously comes out, as I said, on Epitaph Records, and you can already pre-order the album. It also comes with the Greg Raffin's new book. You can choose CD or vinyl. You can also include this book and a t-shirt or a hoodie. As many different packages, you can combine all this stuff, and you can get the whole thing. You can get just the vinyl or just the CD. You can get just the book. So on Epitaph, you can pre-order this brand new album. And the set was opened by me with the band The Spits and their song Rip Off the Streets from their fourth full album. Yeah, we have 15 minutes left. I'm really excited about this weekend because Bomb the Music Industry are playing in Vancouver. And it's happening this Saturday at the Ukrainian Hall. They play in with the Rectals and Bone Deities. And, man, Bomb the Music Industry in Vancouver playing their first show ever. This is an event. This is more than just a Facebook event. This is a proper event. Bomb the Music Industry, they're just well-known band. They are from Long Island, New York. Yes. And Jeff, he was in a ska band called The Arrogant Sons of Bitches. And he said, I was tired of playing in a regular band, selling merchandise and all this stuff. I don't want to do that anymore. And he started his own band called Bambini Music Industry. He just came home, recorded a song with GarageBand, then recorded a couple other songs, and then he just put it on the internet for free so everyone can download. And that was the beginning of the record label called Quote the Unquote Records. And all the other Bambini Music Industry albums, they are recorded by himself mostly. Recently his other people helped him, but he started doing it by himself. And you can download all their albums for free. Bambini Music Industry. That kind of makes sense, huh? Free music. They also sometimes have the actual, because people were asking for actual CDs and vinyls, and the vinyl collection was re-released by Asian Man Records, but still on the vinyl it says, please go, if you want, you can download all those songs for free from this website. Yeah, and I'm really excited about the music industry. The other thing is that they don't have merch, like, you know, You go to the show, you buy a t-shirt or something. They don't do that. They have, you can bring your own t-shirt, a white t-shirt, and they have, they can kind of paint it. And yeah, so you can, they can do unique, I should say, Bambini Music Industry merchandise. So you bring your own t-shirt and they do a logo for you or something. I don't know how they do that. But so yeah, if you're planning to come to the show, don't forget your white t-shirt so they can paint on it, paint the name of the band. And yeah, I think that was enough promotion of the show. Good enough, I think. So I'll better play Bambini Music Industry for you. I want to play a song, Planning My Death, from their latest release called Adults Smart Shit Hammered and Excited by Nothing. Okay, I think that's enough. I'll better play music. Enough talking.
Though I still make a lot of mistakes, but I internalize the problems five times over. Until I can't seem to speak, no goodbyes, I'll flee the scene. Start my perfect life as an imperfect loner. I've been playing my death, cause I wanna have a really good death. I want heroism, mystery, and courage. Does anybody think I'm about these things? Who's ever done a lay down recently? I've been overcome by nightmares, no wish, something good to surprise. I'm disappearing, no one saving me. But I'm fine. Sober. But even with the things I try to change, the only thing I want will stay the same. For someone to miss me when my life is over.
When I drove by the cemetery wondering, who will write our eulogy? Hey, hey. We'll be right back.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are almost done. We just heard the band Slingshot. And before that, we heard the band Make, Do, and Mend. The Make, Do, and Mend, they're playing on Monday, August 2nd. They're playing at La Casa de Artista, and Slingshot, they're opening. And before that, we heard about the music industry. And as I said, they're playing on Saturday at the Ukrainian Hall. Yes, July 31st, correct. So just a couple other shows to announce. July 30th, the Split Ups, Sound City Hooligans, Uptown Riot, Street Legal Dirt Bike at the Funky Winker Bins. The Ataris, they're playing the same day at the Biltmore, July 31st. July 31st, as I said, Bond the Music Industry, the Rectals, and Bone Ladies at the Ukrainian Hall. And the same day, All Ages Hardcore, Not Sorry, Police and Thieves, Circles and Damages at La Casa del Artista. Three good shows in one day. As I said, August 2nd, Make, Do, and Mend, Slingshot, and Narrow View, and Substance, they play in La Casa del Artista. Cancer Bats, they play in August 5th at the Biltmore. At the Rickshaw, August 17th, The Exodus. The Hold Steady at the Vogue, August 19th. August 26th, Strung Out, Rufio Mute, and We Are the Union at the Rickshaw. And Impeders of Progress at the Winker Funky Winker Vince at August 27th. And then a couple of really good shows. September 10th, Wilhelm Scream, Comeback Kid, Madball, Living the Lions at the Rickshaw. September 11th, Gaslight Anthem, Fake Problems, and the Menzingers at the Commodore Ballroom. And September 17th, Pennywise, Big Week, Riverboat Gamblers at the Commodore Ballroom. That's it. That will do it for it. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. And also, I will post the podcast and the songs I played today, the set list, on weallfalldowncitr.tumblr.ca. weallfalldowncitr.tumblr.ca. And also, yeah, that's it. And I would like to close off the set to the great local band called Cambridge, of their brand new album, This Is Not a Victory. So thank you so much, and I see you next week. Bye bye.
And the back. can't feel my legs. Oh, my-